Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder. Rich Lankoff is one of the co-hosts of Legal Face-Off on WGN+.
Although, this just in, I'm sorry, a texter said, I just heard on Channel 5 News that Bill Leff is running for state's attorney.
I'm thinking
is
about
that
it.
True?
I'm considering that run. I'll let you know. I have an exploratory committee working on that. Hope to have something by the week's end.
All right, back to Rich Lankoff.
Rich Lankoff,
you've got my endorsement.
Progress. Thank you, Rich. That's what I was hoping. That's the reason we invited you on today.
Absolutely.
So you and Jason Whiteside, of course, the hosts of Legal Face-Off, and then we have you by every once in a while to answer any legal questions, stories in the news, and today's one of those days. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent, thanks.
Bill Cosby in the news. Bill and I had a wonderful opportunity to interview him. We went and saw his show at the Chicago Theater. We met him backstage, and then this news hits the world, and we don't know how to react. I have some autographs of him for my kids, and they asked me the other night, what do we do with it? I don't know. Let's put it in a drawer.
Probably not worth as much as it was worth like a year ago, but you know, thank God for Bill Cosby, at least for Legal Face-Off. Lots of stuff to talk about. The news coming out of Pennsylvania yesterday was the judge basically denied Cosby's motion to throw out the case against him for two reasons. Cosby's attorneys alleged that the former prosecutor, a guy by the name of Bruce Castor, had a deal with Cosby that Castor would not prosecute Cosby criminally if Cosby would testify in the civil case that was brought against him. Cosby did, in fact, testify. That's what resulted in, you know, the current situation with Cosby. And there's a new district attorney named Kevin Steele who had no such agreement with Cosby, who is now prosecuting Bill Cosby for this alleged sexual assault. And Cosby's attorney said, well, wait a second. We had this deal with your office, regardless of which attorney made it, and you should live up to your end of the bargain. Well, the judge threw out that argument and said that the criminal case can proceed for two reasons. The judge said that you can't make these kind of deals. You can't just because you're a celebrity, the court is not going to allow you to enter into these kind of deals. And secondly, even if you could, the judge said that there was no such deal in this case because Cosby's attorneys didn't prove that there was a deal. In other words, they didn't show that there was a written agreement.
Got to get
That's
it in writing,
pretty
people.
Controversial. Yeah,
but non-celebrities, there have been instances where non-celebrities have done just that, where they say, I will testify in a civil trial but not in a criminal trial under these circumstances. That's not uncommon, is
not
it?
Not totally uncommon, but, you know, think about it. I mean, if there's a crime committed, you know, you would expect that the first thing you should do as a prosecutor is seek a criminal prosecution, especially for a charge like sexual assault or rape. So, you know, most courts will not allow you to avoid criminal liability just because you're cooperating with a civil prosecution, which is for money. In this case, Castor, the former DA, said, I didn't think I had enough to successfully prosecute him criminally. So at the very least, he said, I wanted to make this woman a millionaire. I wanted to, you know, get her civil some civil relief. Well, again, the fact that it wasn't written down made the court say that it wasn't binding. Little controversial. You know, it's not totally uncommon for these things to be entered into orally.
Orally. I mean, not involving
in a non-written fashion. And the court said that, you know, there was no proof of it. Really interesting. There's a lot of subtext to this. You know, the two attorneys, the current district attorney, won on the basis of prosecuting criminal offenders like Cosby. His ads mentioned Cosby by name. The interaction between the loser in this contest, the former DA, and the winner, the current DA, was interesting on the stand. So a lot of other, you know, legal subcontext that was pretty interesting.
You know, with this whole O.J. Simpson movie on TV, The People versus O.J. Simpson, we're really reminded how celebrityism really got you off the hook. So in my opinion, I think Bill Cosby is in a bad area right now.
Yeah, you know, I watched the first episode of The People versus O.J. Simpson. Fascinating stuff. But yeah, it does remind you of the whole, you know, celebrity culture, special treatment. One of the scenes in the O.J. movie was when they cuffed him right away when he got back to his estate and then, you know, took off the cuffs right away, which is something normally you wouldn't do for a non-celebrity. But yeah, I think what we've learned from the OJ case over the years and from many cases is that the public won't tolerate special treatment for athletes as much as maybe they did back in the 90s, the OJ case being the best
example. Public, but a jury could easily be swayed by celebrity.
Not anymore.
You know, I think so. We've talked before on the show about Phil Spector, some other cases.
Robert Blake.
I think juries are a little more sophisticated than they used to be. I think they're a lot less swayed by celebrity. Thankfully, I think juries will listen to the evidence and prosecute or find someone guilty regardless of who they are.
I know one of the problems with the Bill Cosby situation is the statute of limitations having run out on pretty much all of these events. Will courts now take a closer look at the statute of limitations? It seems to me that if a guy, forget that it's Bill Cosby, but any guy has this many charges brought up against them, something's going on, and maybe the statute of limitations in a case like this shouldn't be.
Because women don't come forward right away. Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah, good question. Statute of limitations is pretty strict. It's a pretty hard and fast rule that once that is told, then you don't get to go back and prosecute. So in this case, it was a 12-year statute of limitations. All of the other alleged crimes that we've heard about, the statutes have been told on those. So I don't think a prosecutor would successfully argue that they're still able to prosecute, even though the statute of limitations has run. But at least in this one in Pennsylvania, it looks like it's going to proceed.
It's too bad because there's no statute of limitations on these women's lives being ruined. This is going to go to the grave with all these women, the fact that this happened. And it looks like he's just going to be free forever.
I agree. I mean, there is some talk about expanding statute of limitations for sexual assault cases, rape, sexual abuse cases, for that reason, for the reason that Wendy said, that a lot of these victims don't come forward right away. But, that would take legislation passing in those individual states. Right now, the statute of limitations on all the crimes that he's been accused of has told, except for Pennsylvania.
When you saw the interviews with all these women, and they've been on a couple of TV shows at this point, they all keep saying the same thing. I was sure I was the only one that Bill Cosby had done this to. It wasn't until women came out and said, here's my situation, that they just came out of the woodwork.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's again speaks to the idea that it's rough that they are barred by the statute of limitations criminally in many cases, but in most states, but they have some civil redress. We've seen some civil suits going on. So, that's not as good maybe as getting him criminally, but it's something. He has certainly deep pockets. So hopefully these women will be compensated monetarily.
So just to clarify this, because I'm confused, there will be no criminal charges against him at all? Or
no,
just
they are,
with this one woman?
Right.
Because that is some vindication. If he is found guilty for this one case, don't you think the other women will finally say, finally?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think if he goes to jail, that'll definitely be a win for all of the victims. Certainly, they won't feel, I think, as vindicated as they would if their state's prosecuted. But yeah, in this case, the judge ruled yesterday that that the argument that it should be thrown out because of this alleged agreement is not valid, so the criminal case is going to proceed. There's another hearing coming up to determine whether there's enough evidence to proceed. I think there's plenty of evidence, so looks like he's going to face a criminal trial for sure.
Rich Lankoff is here, one of the co-hosts of Legal Face-Off, which can be heard on WGN Plus, and a frequent contributor to our show. If you want to join in, 312-981-7200 will get that done. It's us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We are talking to Rich Lankoff, who is co-host of your show, which
Legal Face-Off.
Thank you. And you can find that on WGNplus.com. We were talking about Bill Cosby, and his attorneys were trying to say, let's not bring this case forward on my client because we had an agreement. The management changed in the state's attorney's office and said, we didn't have this agreement and the court may proceed with this case. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah. Again, there's a new state's attorney who ran on the idea of prosecuting Bill Cosby. That was the centerpiece of his campaign. And he said, I've got no such agreement, nor does this office, because it wasn't written down. It was a non-written agreement, oral. And the court sided with the prosecution and said that the criminal case against Cosby in Pennsylvania can, in fact, proceed.
From what you've seen thus far, is he getting any special treatment because he's Bill Cosby, or is the court going according to beat? Would this happen no matter who it was?
Yeah, I think so. I think, thankfully, the court is not concerned about who he is. I think the fact that they released a lot of the deposition testimony shows that.
Back with more of the Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman, I think,
always interferes with
this. I think.
Can we sue Tom Hartman?
I'm going to.
I actually am in the process of filing
suing
something
Tom Hartman.
Instantaneously because of that.
All right.
but yeah, I think the court is doing the right thing and proceeding as they would with any other defendant.
Can he appeal? Can his attorney
appeal? Yeah, they're actually appealing this decision, the order yesterday, but I think that will be denied. I think we'll see Bill Cosby stand trial criminally fairly soon in Pennsylvania.
Even as you say those words, my brain can't, it doesn't work. You just go, that. Well, that's impossible. That's Bill Cosby you're talking about.
That's
amazing.
Cliff Huxtable, yeah. Hard to believe.
Yep.
It is hard to believe. Another story in the news that's hard to believe is this poor Virginia girl. She was a 13-year-old girl, vanished from her bedroom, and she had just such a terrible life. She had lymphoma, which she got through. She had tracheotomy scar. She had felt a little overweight. She was bullied at school. She had some kidney issues that caused her to take medication every day. So she was looking for someone to appreciate her and not make fun of her. So she's on this app, the Kik. Is that what's called? K-I-K? Yes. She's on this, it's kind of like Instagram type thing. She meets this 18-year-old boy, and it's a Kik messaging app, and called him her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He was 18 years old, David Eisenhower, a freshman at Virginia Tech. And she left her home sometime between midnight and 7 a.m. 13-year-old girl. I have a 13-year-old boy. You don't necessarily know they're leaving the house at midnight. You think they're okay. This girl was just looking for acceptance. This guy claimed to be, you know, I'll be your boyfriend. And he killed her. He killed her, and he is now on charges of kidnapping and murder. The prosecutor also announced that Eisenhower's classmate, Natalie Keepers, will face a more serious charge of being an accessory before the fact to first-degree murder, which, Rich, that means she could have done something to maybe prevent the killing, and she helped dispose of the body.
Yeah, I mean, horrific story. Tomorrow on Legal Face-Off, we're going to have, as our guest, the head of a watchdog group who watches over these kind of applications, and Kik is an example. I mean, I think it's, you know, very dangerous, obviously, to have these apps out there. Kik raised their Apple rating in the wake of this from 9 to 12. Still think that's
Does
a little
that
bit
matter?
I still
too
think
young.
You don't want a 12-year-old on there talking to 18-year-olds about being their boyfriend necessarily. But that's the world we live in, right? I mean, the unregulated nature of these apps are such that kids now have greater access to them. They could use them with fake names, fake ages, fake identities. Even if you are monitoring them, you know, kids know better than all of us how to get around these things. So
they have
really dangerous.
They have many accounts. I mean, there's a director of the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire, and he agreed that parental oversight is a good thing. But it's really hard to do that. The AP story says even kids whose parents closely monitor their activity on some of these sites, they have numerous accounts that they can just lie about their age. You put in a different birth date and show that you're over 12 years old. Is there any way to change this?
Yeah, I mean, I think these companies are going to have to look internally, and as you hear more stories like this terrible story, they're going to have to regulate them. And if they don't, I think you'll see, you know, just like we've seen with Airbnb, just like you've seen with Uber, these sites are no differently, right? I mean, Uber was unregulated to a large extent until, you know, cities like Chicago said, we have to step in. Now, they're still largely unregulated, but, you know, there's a tax on Uber at the airport, for example. There are certain restrictions. I think the government will look at these kind of sites more carefully.
Although, how do you do it? How do you prevent a kid from just putting a fake birth date in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that technology is way beyond me. I think my 10-year-old knows how to navigate them a lot better
absolutely.
Than I do.
But is a website off the hook? If they say, type in your birth date and you lie to them, they could say, hey, we asked them a question. They gave us an answer. We don't have a detective on it to look up everybody who's on our website.
Right, yeah. I mean, great question. The ultimate question from a legal perspective that we always, you know, talk about on Legal Face-Off is, what's the liability for a Kik? Is there a criminal liability? Is
right.
there a civil liability? You're right. They will, you know, they could argue in the face of a lawsuit that we're not aware of who's going on.
But then
how
they
could
have
you
to
not
find
be
some
aware?
Way
I mean,
to
yeah, I mean,
be
how
aware.
Could you not be aware of it? And sort of, you know, ignorance is not a defense, right? I mean, the technology is such that you know kids are going to get on there.
Sure.
We all know it. If I know it, if you know it, then certainly the people who own this app know it.
Yeah.
So if I was suing them civilly, I think I would have a pretty good case before a jury that said to say, hey, look, you knew this was going on. And if you didn't know, you should have been aware of it. And you didn't
they
do
know.
Anything to stop it. So,
I mean, that's where they're going to get most
sure.
of their business.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these apps, the target is 10 to 18, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's a big difference. And even though the gap
true.
Is only 8 years, it's a huge 8 years.
Yeah. But I mean, you've got a 13-year-old. I've got a 10-year-old. I mean, my kid is all over this stuff. She's not on Kick. I've never heard of Kick before this.
I asked Dylan.
I mean,
he said he had.
He knows of it.
Yeah, he was aware of it. He's not on it. But, I mean, that bothered me that he's
sure.
from Canada. It's a Canadian company, I believe. The app is from. No offense to Canadians. I'm just mentioning that that's where it's from. And there are so many apps out there that you just put in a different date. You know,
right.
you can get on a liquor.com by just putting, you know, I put my real birthday because I don't have to lie about it.
Right.
But
does it go that high up?
You're a jerk.
Can Wendy sue me for what I just said, Rich? Is there a chance that
again,
she
we're
sue
in
me?
The process of filing something.
Some sort of, all right.
Wendy has got like a little signal that she just made to me.
You should see the list on your charges that
that's
I'm
where Jason,
suing you for.
That's where Whiteside is. Whiteside is the other half, and he's working on these.
Because Bill always says openly on the air, I'm going to sue you when I say something rude to him. I'm not saying that on the air. You should see the list. It's
fine.
Like a phone book.
That's
how big it is.
That's all right.
So watch your kids as best you can, but really there's no way to protect them. But really, you know, don't meet strangers. Does it go back to that? Don't talk to strangers. We could now add, don't go meet strangers.
Don't leave your house by climbing out the window and go, you know, to another state to meet strangers.
It's
I guess
more involved than it used to be.
Yeah.
It is.
It's scary. I mean, it's scary stuff that we all have to be aware of for sure.
WGNplus.com is where you can find Legal Face Off with our favorite part of the show, Rich Lankoff.
Jason second. Tell him he came in second. That's not bad. It's still in the money.
We like second. You, Jason.
Still up in the running.
That's fine. You play ping pong, I heard, too.
A little bit. Not as good as
not
as good as some of my other friends, but I hold my own a little
Bill
bit.
Bill just
but.
Brought this up because Bill beat Rich Lankoff and wanted you to say
I
yes.
Not only
I
beat me,
remember.
Embarrassed me.
I don't remember.
As
that
did our friend Brian Watercott, but... Yeah, I'm sort of in
you
the middle
tier. You played
against
Brian Watercott, the guy that you were driving in the morning one day and saw some crazy erratic behavior, and you looked over because you were going to flip them off, and it was Brian Watercott.
He brings that same crazy erratic behavior to the ping pong
table.
Do
I want to know what that crazy behavior was?
No. No, you don't. Nope.
Probably.
It's in my phone book list. Yes. I got something against him, too.
Rich, thank you for being here, and thank you for all you do.
Thank
it's Rich
you.
Lankoff. We'll take a quick break and then give you some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.